The following is a presentation of Muddy River Sports.
Welcome to The List. I'm Muddy River Sports editor Matt Schuckman, and welcome to our latest podcast. Kicking it off this week as we run down our top 10 favorite things. We will come to you each week, and we're going to start it this week by talking NCAA tournament basketball since we're in the heart of it. And the Illini, University of Illinois, are headed to the Sweet 16. So my guest, Quincy High School boys basketball coach Andy Douglas, and I are going to rank our top 10 favorite Illini of all time. How's that sound?
Love it. Absolutely love it.
I figured you'd be good for this list. I know how deep down the Illini are to your heart.
Especially us making this nice little run. You know, This is perfect timing.
So the question is, will Terrence Shannon be on your list?
We'll find out.
We're going to find out. All right, top 10 favorite. Again, these are our favorite Illini basketball players. These aren't the best 10.
Right.
We're not trying to say that. These are our each individual favorites. And we're going to get it started with you with number 10.
This might be a little bit of a shocker, but Nana Agu.
Okay.
And I can almost guarantee he's not on a lot of people's list, but I got a chance to watch him practice on multiple occasions, and nobody brought more energy. No one communicated better. No one was a better teammate than that guy, and that he sticks out for me.
Very nice. I go to the Peoria connection.
Yep.
We had a lot of Peoria guys who have gone and played for Illinois. Frank Williams.
Yep.
Loved the way Frank controlled the game from the point guard position. He was a big point guard.
Yeah,
he was. You know, and understood how to score, how to distribute. He was just a playmaker.
Slasher, strong kid.
He could do it all. So
did a lot.
There's my number 10. Number 9.
Number 9 for me, I'm going to have to go with Io DeSumo. And I don't know if he makes my list if my son isn't such a big fan. So he's on that list for that reason. Landon loved him. I got a chance to watch him play a lot, obviously, you mentioned Terrence Shannon, kind of similar in how quick they can get from point A and just turn it on to point B.
Well, it's funny, Landon's going to like me right now then too, because number 9 on my list is Io DeSumo. Just love the way he handled the game.
Yeah.
He elevated Illinois to get this kind of run started under Brad Underwood. So help get Illinois back in that national title talk.
Yeah.
You know, and obviously he's gone on and had success with the Chicago Bulls. But, yeah, there's number 9 for me. Number 8.
I like it. Number 8 for me, I'm going to go – and he would probably be at the top of the list on most people's, but D. Brown is my number 8. And D was, kind of like Agu, just the energy – but he was a little more flamboyant with his energy, and I don't think I'm going to bring up an old story here picks later, but I don't think as far as I've seen Illinois Assembly Hall or State Farm Center has been as hyped as it was when D. Brown was playing.
My number 8 is Dimitri McCamey.
Ooh,
love the way how tough and physical he was as a point guard. Great distributor, really saw the floor well. Averaged more than 5 assists a game his senior year. Just really did a great job of leading a team.
Yeah.
And his toughness always. I just loved his toughness.
Yeah, Illinois has a history of point guards like that.
And there may be another one or two on these lists.
Right.
As we move forward. Number 7.
Number 7 for me, you mentioned him already, but Frank Williams. We got a chance to beat his team, Manuel team, in high school on our way to third place in state.
Right.
And then to watch him, grow and progress his career, how he played. You mentioned it. I mean, just an all-around stud.
I go back to the Flying Illini days. My favorite era of watching Illinois basketball. And there's going to be a couple Flying Illini on my list.
But
the first one is Kenny Battle.
All right.
A guy that could just get above the rim. And you knew if he got in the open court, it was time for a show.
Yeah.
Because those guys could fly. So Kenny Battle would be the first of the Flying Illini to make my list.
He would be on my OLI, outside looking in list. But and I have his poster still hanging in my basement. I love that guy. But I'm going to stick to the same script as far as Flying Illini go, Nick Anderson. He'd be my number 6, the leader of that squad. I was at that age where I was, got a chance to watch him play, obviously, in college, but then followed his career in the NBA as well. Love that guy.
Funny you should say Nick Anderson at number 6. He's number 6 on my list as well. I am shocked that we have two on the same at the same number. I thought we'd have some overlap of similar guys.
Yeah.
But I didn't know we'd have at the same number. So, yeah, Nick Anderson, same thing. Just what a smart player.
Yeah.
Really smart, really understood the game. And, again, a great era of Illini basketball.
Studs.
Okay, we've done the first five. Now we're on to the top five.
Yep.
Kick it off. Number five for you.
Number five for me, I'm going to stick in, again, that same era, Kendall Gill. Absolutely loved watching Kendall Gill play. He was just a 100% muscle, you know, a guy that could shoot, he could drive, finish at the rim, high flyer. He was huge. Loved him.
I'm going really old school for my number five. A guy I never saw play, you would have never seen play. There aren't very many people who would have saw him play that are still around. Mm-hmm. But that would be Dyke Edelman, considered one of the greatest athletes in University of Illinois history. And the reason I gravitate toward that is because I've done the research. I've written about Centralia basketball.
Right.
He was a Centralia native.
Yep. Yeah.
I've written so much over the years that I feel like I know about his career.
Right.
It disappoints me. I never got to see him play. And obviously the game was so different back in the 40s. But Dyke Edelman, just because of all the research I've done, all the stuff I've read and all the people I've talked to, sticks out to me.
Yeah.
So he's on my list as one of my favorite Illini because of that.
That's awesome. Number four. This is I got a chance to meet him. I think he might have been, other than the relative I have that may or may not be on the list. Kiwan Garris. I got a chance to meet him when I was in sixth grade, and I remember how nice he was. I was in camp there, and you know, got a chance to joke around with him, outshoot him in a couple contests too. But he was, you know, obviously great to be around, but really fun to watch at the point guard position.
Well, I was going to put him at number 10 on my list as a joke and say the reason Kiwan Garris is on my list is for the two missed free throws of the triple overtime game against Mizzou. But I didn't want to upset anybody.
Yeah.
But since you mentioned him, I can bring that up.
I was going to put Ravonte Rice on my list after what he did to Mizzou.
Yeah, I understand that. I understand. Number four on my list is just down the highway, I-72. We go to Jacksonville.
Yeah.
Andy Kaufman.
Yeah.
Dude could flat out stroke it.
Yeah.
I mean, what a great shooter. Didn't have a great first 2 years at Illinois, mm-hmm. and had an incredible final 2 years.
Yeah.
And everybody knew. Everybody knew what he did at Jacksonville. He was one of the best shooters in Illinois.
Yeah.
High school history.
Yeah.
Went on and had a really good career, especially those last 2 years at Illinois. But just what a fantastic shooter.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good pick. Good pick.
Number
three for me, I'm going with Darren Williams. Darren Williams was – I still remember laying on the living room floor watching the 2005 championship game with tears in my eyes after North Carolina cheated to get the victory. But I tell Kevin Meyer that every time I see him. But Darren Williams is number three on my list.
Well, I'm going to go the same team. D. Brown's number three on my list. I just, man, what an explosive player. A guy that could do so much. Guy at slash and get to the lane, get to the basket. Just played with great energy. I just, just love the way he played.
Go back to that Arizona game, man.
Yeah.
Nice comeback, man. Oh. Anytime I'm in a bad mood, I'll put that on YouTube and I'll be better.
One of the most amazing comebacks we've seen.
Absolutely.
All right, number two.
Number two, down to the last two. This one is easily number two for me, Derek Harper. For different reasons. My first experience with Derek Harper was in 1983. I was 2 years old. We went to a game, watched Bruce and their squad play, and Derek Harper hit a game-winning three to beat Minnesota. Obviously, I don't remember it, but my dad said that I was cried like crazy because it got so loud. And then years later, I got a chance to meet Derek Harper with Bruce, and he took us out to Arcade in Champaign and gave me $20 to eat at Wendy's, and at that time, $20, I'm filthy rich.
Yeah, no doubt.
you get fries, but, just a phenomenal player, and then obviously to watch his career in the NBA, too, with the Knicks and a couple other squads, but he'd be my number two.
Well, my number two goes back to the Flying Illini, and have been my favorite player off that team, Kendall Gill. And I still have I have it in my memory, just it's burned in there. Him going in for a dunk and just the way he flew through the air and drove one home. And what people don't remember is the year after that, he was the team's leading scorer.
Yeah, yeah.
The guy could put it in the basket.
He was a stud.
He was.
Flat out stud.
Again, just he could do everything and so athletic.
Yeah.
So incredible. I got a feeling since neither one of us have mentioned anybody else, our number one might end up being the same.
Lucas Johnson?
Maybe. Robert Archibald?
Yeah,
right. There you go. So who is your number one?
It had to be Bruce Douglas. He's the reason why I started becoming an Illinois fan. Yeah. You know, being around, you know, after he played and as I got, you know, grew up and took us to camps and around the program, meeting players, coaches, stuff like that. He was the reason why I decided to become an Illinois fan and why I'm still an Illinois fan to this day.
I hate to break your heart here, but Bruce is my favorite Blue Devil of all time.
Yeah.
You know, you got to remember, I started going to games when I was five at Blue Devil Gym.
Right.
So him and Michael Payne, and really started with Chucky Robinson. He is one of my favorites back then. But Bruce was the guy everybody loved in high school. I mean, slamming Bruce tears baskets loose. You know, silky smooth is on the move. I mean, there was all those great sayings that, you know, we had the buttons that said that when he went to state. And then he goes to Illinois, goes to the state school.
Yeah.
And everybody paid attention. Everybody watched him. And he didn't disappoint.
Right.
I mean, you're talking about one of the best players in school history. You know, mm-hmm. And you go back and look at lists people make from different eras. And it doesn't matter if it's somebody made a list of the greatest Illini in 2000 or 2010 or today. Bruce is still in that top five conversation of greatest Illini ever. And we know how great he was here at Quincy.
Absolutely.
And to top it off, he's such a good dude. And I know we're talking about your uncle.
Yeah.
But the relationship I have with him and continue to have with him, just great dude and a phenomenal basketball player.
Yep. Yeah, no, he's obviously deserves to be on the top of that list.
Yeah.
For a lot of different reasons, but, you know, pretty special.
Well, there's our top 10 favorite University of Illinois basketball players. Who knows? Terrence Shannon may make the list of some of the best Illini basketball players ever if he can take him to a national title game.
The way he's playing right now.
It's incredible. So we have that to look forward to this weekend. But this should whet people's appetite for that.
Absolutely.
And if you have an idea on a list, you got an idea on a list you want us to break down, let me know. Reach out to us here at Muddy River Sports. If you want to chime in with your top 10 list of favorite Illini basketball players, send it to us. We'll post it right alongside of this. I can't thank you enough, Andy Douglas, for taking the time to do this.
Absolutely, man. It's always a pleasure.
It's always great to talk basketball, isn't it?
It sure is.
Awesome. Well, for Andy Douglas, I'm Muddy River Sports Editor Matt Shuckman. This has been The List.
Muddy River Sports. Our home, our sports.